देवानरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जायामुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकीनन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 5, Text 5. Karoti karmani krutavataro yanyatmatra mantro bhagavan stradhishaha yatha sasarjagra idam nirihaha संस्थाप्य वृत्तिं जगतो विधत्ते. करोति कर्माणि कृतावतारो यन्यात्मतन्त्रो भगवान् स्त्रधीशः यथा ससर्जाग्र इदं निरीहः संस्थाप्य वृत्तिं जगतो विधत्ते. करोति कर्माणि कृतावतारो यन्यात्ममतन्त्रो भगवान् स्त्रधीशः यथा ससर्जाग्र इदं निरीहः संस्थाप्य वृत्तिं जगतो विधत्ते. करोति कर्माणि कृतावतारो यन्यात्मतन्त्रो भगवान् स्वधीशः संस्थाप्य वृत्तिं जगतो विधत्ते. संस्थाप्य वृत्ति जगतो विधत्ते. करोति कर्माणि कृतावतारो यन्यात्मतन्त्रो भगवान् स्त्रधीशः यथा ससर्जाग्र इदं निरीहः संस्थाप्य वृत्तिं जगतो विधत्ते. माताजी करोति ययान्त्रो भगवान् स्त्रधीशः यथा ससर्जाग्र इदं निरीहः संस्थाप्य वृत्तिं जगतो विधत्ते. Karoti karmani krutavataro. Yanyatmatantro bhagavan stridhishaha. Yatha sasarjagraidam nireha. Sansthapya vruttim jagato vidhatte. Karoti karmani krutavataro. Yanyatmatantro bhagavan stridhishaha. Yatha sasarjagraidam nirihaha. Sansthapya vruttim jagato vidhatte. Karoti does them. Karmani, transcendental activities. Krita, by accepting. Avataraha, incarnations. Yani, all those. Atmatantraha, self-independent. Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. Tri Adhishaha, the Lord of the three worlds. Yatha, as much as. Sasarja, created. Agre, at first. Idam, this cosmic manifestation. Nirihaha, although desireless. Samsthapya, by establishing. Vruttim, means of livelihood. Jagataha, of the universes. Vidhatte, as he regulates. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, E.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. O great sage, kindly narrate how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the independent, desireless Lord of the three worlds and the controller of all energies, accepts incarnations and creates the cosmic manifestation with perfectly arranged regulative principles of its maintenance. Purport. Lord Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, from whom the three creative incarnations, namely the Purusha avataras, Karanarnavashayi Vishnu, Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, and Kshirodakshayi Vishnu, expand. The whole material creation is conducted by the three Purushas in successive stages under the external energy of the Lord. And thus, material nature is controlled by Him. Thinking material nature to be independent is like seeking milk from the nipple-like bags on the neck of a goat. The Lord is independent and desireless. He does not create the material world for His own satisfaction, as we create our household affairs to fulfill our material desires. Actually, the material world is created for the illusory enjoyment of the conditioned souls who have been against the transcendental service of the Lord since time immemorial. But the material universes are full in themselves. There is no scarcity for maintenance in the material world. Because of their poor fund of knowledge, the materialists are disturbed when there is an apparent increase of population on the earth. whenever there is a living being on the earth, however, his subsistence is immediately arranged by the Lord. The other species of living entities, who far outnumber human society, are never disturbed for maintenance. They are never seen dying of starvation. It is the only human society that is disturbed about the food situation. And to cover up the real fact of administrative mismanagement, takes shelter in the plea that the population is excessively increasing. If there is any scarcity in the world, it is the scarcity of God consciousness. Otherwise, by grace of the Lord, there is no scarcity of anything. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitamstam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpaturubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Krupatamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyeshwaram Hare Krishna. So I seek blessings of all devotees so that I can speak something glorifying Lord for all of your pleasure and for my purification. So we are in the third canto, fifth chapter, where Vidura has started asking questions to Maitreya Rishi. So from text 2nd to 9th, Vidura asks total 7 questions, and answer to that is, you know, almost goes to, you know, next canto actually. So Vidura, again being a pure devotee, is very expert. He doesn't start asking with, you know, tell me about Lord Krishna, but he starts asking about how can one get happiness. The reason being, immediately the conditioned soul becomes very eager to hear, oh, you know, how can I get happiness, right? Because everybody is, you know, behind that. So that's how he starts in verse 2. And then in today's verse, he is asking, O great sage, kindly narrate how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is independent, desireless Lord of the three worlds, and the controller of all energies, accepts incarnations and creates the cosmic manifestation with perfectly arranged regulative principles for its maintenance. So, Srila Prabhupada, he emphasizes kind of, you know, on 3 aspects. First is how the, you know, Purushavataras, you know, how this, you know, incarnation of Lord takes place, first thing. Second thing, how Lord maintains everyone. And then the third thing, how mismanagement in the society is cause for all scarcity. So we'll discuss these three aspects. So the first about the incarnations of Purushavataras. Prabhupada is mentioning that, you know, Lord Krishna as original personality, from him comes three Purushavataras. Karanaranashayi Vishnu, Garbhodakshayi Vishnu and Kshirodakshayi Vishnu. So we have to understand that these Purushavataras are example and manifestation of Krishna's unlimited patience and unlimited mercy to deliver rebellious souls. So, as a spirit soul, Krishna has awarded everyone a minute independence, independent free will. And he doesn't take that. And Jiva, for some reason, he forgets his original nature and says, I don't want to serve you, Krishna, in spiritual world. So, Krishna had two choices. You know. One, you know, put a gun on his head and he said, "Hey, you have to love me." You know. But Krishna doesn't take that free will. Krishna says, okay, yatha ichchasi tatha kuru. Do as you like. But then the jivatma is so insignificant, apart from doing desire, he cannot actually do anything. He can just desire. That's all. And there comes this merciful nature of Krishna, wherein he expands himself into this Purusha avataras. Karanodakshaya Vishnu, Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. He creates whole this material universe. And then the Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, by his glance, he brings all these rebellious souls and puts them, impregnates them into material energy. And then again, you know, the Kshirodakshaya Vishnu from his navel comes Brahmaji. And then he scans each one. Okay, this jiva has this desire. Okay, take this body. This jiva has this desire. Take this body. So he has whole, like, you know, 8.4 million varieties. And according to one's desire, Brahmaji gives the body. And then what happens? That jiva starts, you know, his journey, trying to enjoy separate from Lord, figuring it out, you know. But all this way, what Krishna is doing? He is creating facilities for satisfying his desire. At the same time, he is very mercifully, with great patience, nudge him. Hey, you know, this is not your place. Come back to spiritual world. Like, you know, prison department, right? They keep telling, get reformed, get reformed, get out, right? So, this shows Krishna's unlimited patience. He doesn't say, oh, you know, it had been two creations already, you know, done. It's enough now, come back, you know. And in case, anyway, if you are not listening to me, I'll make you some monkey in spiritual world and keep you in one corner. No, Krishna doesn't say that. He said, okay, if not this creation, forget about, I'm not talking about lifetime, I'm saying creation. If not this creation, next. If not, again next. If not, till the time last rebellious jiva is here, Krishna has created this whole material existence just for sake of that particular person. So this shows Krishna's unlimited merciful nature. Krishna, see, is like, you know, desireless Lord. It's mentioned right here. And he is independent. He doesn't need anybody. But why Krishna is, you know, expanding into, you know, all these Purusha avataras and then creating whole this 14 planetary system, their maintenance, all, you know, demigod systems, and then again coming here to attract. Why? This shows Krishna's unlimited merciful nature and also shows Krishna's patience for all the living entities. So that is what actually Vidura is asking. Tell me about this, you know, incarnation means actually tell me how Krishna is merciful to liberate these fallen souls. So that is the first point Srila Prabhupada speaks. And then he mentions about how Krishna is the maintainer. I had heard one very nice statement one devotee was mentioning. He said that the source of income is not source of our maintenance. Okay. I'll repeat. He says the source of our income is not source of our maintenance. So generally everybody thinks, oh, I need to have good job, good bank balance. Why? So that first thing, I can maintain myself, basic necessities, and then I can keep it for emergency use, right? And people have these calculations that, okay, you know, I can have only one kid or two kid or three kid because I cannot maintain, so many kids. But they forget to understand, actually, Krishna is the one who is maintaining everyone. And Prabhupada so nicely gives example that wherever there is a life, Krishna has already kept his maintenance ready already. We'll discuss three stories. First one, one of our Acharya, Baldev Vidya Bhushan. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He was Grahastha. He wanted to take sannyas. But his wife just gave birth to a kid, and unfortunately during this delivery time she left her body. So he had desire to renounce, but now he has this responsibility of a kid, right? Just newborn child. So he was just thinking what to do. He was praying to Lord, and then he sees that there was one like a chameleon, small thing in our house. It sometimes roams around. What? Lizard. Yeah, lizard. There was a lizard. She gave birth to a baby lizard, and that baby fell down from the wall down. And immediately, that baby lizard, she just crawled and she saw the small insect there. She just gulped it. Eureka. Well, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur kept that child there and he left the home. Just few minutes after, there was a family walking by, husband, wife. They were not having kids and they see this crying of this baby. They immediately go to the home, take that baby and they go away. So this shows that Krishna is maintainer. The moment he gives birth to someone, he has arranged for a food. The mother doesn't have milk. The moment the baby is born, milk starts coming. Who gives it? It's Krishna. So the another example, there have been many stories in India when there was this earthquake. A lot of people, they unfortunately got killed. So this is real stories wherein they found, they were taking out this rebel and, excavating people's bodies. They found one baby alive for 4 days in mother's arm. The mother was dead, but the baby was alive. How? Who is maintaining? Krishna. Another beautiful story, this is for everyone, many times we go to Baldwin Hill. There are so many plants. Who is watering them? How they get their food? Krishna is arranging. So Krishna has arranged for everyone. And for devotees, it's more personal. Ananya chintayanto mam yajana paryupasate tesham nitya abhiyuktanam yoga kshemam vahami aham. So this is the second pastime when Jayadeva Goswami, one of our again illustrious acharya, he was writing commentary on this. So he thought, yes, Krishna maintains, I agree. But he said, aham, why Krishna should come? He is enjoying with Radharani and, Rukmini Mata, you know, in spiritual world, you know, why he has to come personally? So maybe, you know, through material nature, right? So he just makes one scratch on the paper. And then he says, okay, I'll go and take a bath in Ganges, you know. So when he goes, you know, two boys, they come. And wife of Jayadev Goswami, Padmavati, she was at home. So these boys, they say that, you know, your husband has given us all this grocery, you know, your, you know, dal, chawal, rice, everything. And not only that, he asked us to deliver it to you, and on top of he bit also, like, you know, you see our back, he has bit us with a stick. So please take this, you know. And then they give the boys, and then they, you know, leave. So Jayadev Goswami comes back, and he says that, the wife says that, okay, you know, I got these groceries, but I had a question, why did you beat those boys actually? So Jayadev Goswami was perplexed. He said, what groceries, you know? I went to take a bath. I did not give anything. Forget about beating someone. And then something clicks to his mind. He immediately goes back and he sees the commentary which he was writing on those leaves. That scratch which had made on that aham, it was gone. So he immediately realizes that actually Krishna and Balaram, they came, they actually delivered his day-to-day necessities. And then proved that actually Krishna protects in person to a devotee. So this is second example of how Krishna maintains. This is guarantee, right? They have this guarantees, right? On the notes, federal notes, that is, we guarantee that if you exchange to this, you will get certain, that particular amount of anything else in back, right? So this is Krishna's guarantee. You become my devotee, I'll personally maintain. Another beautiful example from Chaitanya Charitamrita. During Mahaprakash Leela, Lord Chaitanya was, you know, calling everybody. So he calls Gangadas Pandit, his teacher. And he said, oh Gangadas, you know, you are my pure devotee. And do you remember once upon a time, there were these Mughal soldiers, they were attacking the people of Navadvip. And they were... killing the people, raping the women. You know, they had come for all destruction. And that time in middle of night, you ran with your wife and daughters. You came to a bank of Ganges. In middle of night, you found nobody to take you to other side. You heard the soldiers, you know, approaching. So you were in thoughts that, oh, let me just with whole my family jump in the Ganges and end life instead of getting tortured by this, you know, unruly peoples. And that time, suddenly from nowhere, a boatman appeared. And you asked that boatman that, oh boatman, can you please take me to the other side? I'll give whatever you want. And then the boatman said, just, you know, hop in. And he took you to the other side. He said, and Gangadas Pandit, you have never told this particular story to anyone. He said, do you know who was that boatman? Lord Chaitanya said that I personally came from spiritual world to be that boatman and to take you to the other side. So this shows Krishna's this merciful nature. He maintains everyone, but specifically for his devotees. It's a nice prayer from Mukunda Mala Stotra, you know. Nathena purushottametri jagatameka andhipe chetasam seve swasya parasya datari pare narayane tishthati yah kishchit purushadhamam katipayam grame shalpaarthadam sevayai varayam rudamahe mudhavara kavayam. So this King Kulashekhar, he is praying that, O Lord, you are the master of three worlds. You are master of spiritual world. And you are ready to share your kingdom with us. You know, so just come, enjoy. Come to spiritual world and, you know, enjoy. But, I am such a mudha, I am such a foolish person, that I am serving the master of few villages who are not even able to remunerate myself, remunerate for my service. They cannot even, you know, reciprocate what I am serving them. So this shows that how Krishna is the perfect maintainer, and he does all this work of, you know, expanding himself into different Purusha avataras just to maintain and facilitate a couple of rebellious souls. So that is the, you know, the second point which Prabhupada was mentioning. And third point, Srila Prabhupada is mentions about the scarcity. You know. So people think that if there is more population, the resources would be less, and then that will lead to riots and everything. You know. Is that right? We hear nowadays in Sri Lanka there are a lot of, you know, economical crisis. People are not able to get their basic necessities. You know. So Prabhupada gives the solution. He says there is enough food grains, and if you compare the population of other species, it's human population is nowhere even near to that. You know. There are so many billions of ants and billions of fishes, right? And everybody is taken care. Why only problem with the humans? So the problem is because of mismanagement. You know. So actually before this, just for the previous point, I wanted to give one reference from Chaitanya Charitamrita. He, when Lord Chaitanya is explaining to Sanatan Goswami, he says in Madhya Lila that Tritiya Purusha Vishnu Guna Avatar Dui Avatara Bhritya Bhitara Gananatahar Virata Vasati Jivera Teho Antaryami Kshiro Dakshai Teho Palanakarta Swami. So he says the third expansion of Vishnu is Kshiro Dakshai Vishnu, who is the incarnation of the quality of goodness. He is to be counted with both types of incarnation, Purusha Avataras and Guna Avataras. This Kshirodakshayi Vishnu is the universal form of the Lord and is the super soul within every living entity. He is known as Kshirodakshayi because he is the Lord who lies on the ocean of milk. He is the maintainer and master of the universe. So this is the reference for that, you know, second point which we discuss. This Purusha Avataras Krishna has created for maintenance purpose. So now the third point about mismanagement of admin. So do you know in there are a lot of governments, they throw billions of tons of rice and wheat in ocean if there is excess. Why? If they bring it to market, the prices will go down. That means the inflation will go down. Things will become cheap. And if things will become cheap, the government thinks that people will not work hard. If they not work hard, the GDP will not go up. If the GDP will not go up, their influence on the world politics will go down. So you just see such a mess. Yudhishthir Maharaj, when he was king, that time he had free food, clothing, shelter for all students across society, for all brahmanas and whoever needs. The reason? Because he wanted everybody to focus on what they are doing, basically learning as a student. Nowadays, you know, here we, you know, those who are in student community, the moment they come out, rather, the moment they take admission to the school, they have $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 of loan. Do you think will they focus on study or will they focus on earning money then? So the current governments all over the world, they have mismanaged in such a royal way that just to get this basic food, clothing, shelter, person has to work hard for, you know, 8-10 hours a day, sometimes do overtime. Why? Just for three things: food, clothing, shelter, which was given free of cost at the time of Yudhishthir Maharaj. And because of which, all these personalities could think of welfare about others now the situation is so bad that I don't know whether I'll get my next meal, then where is the question of thinking of welfare about others? So there is all these economists and all these, you know, so-called people who maintain all this, you know, GDPs, this, that, all those, you know, complex things. They blame population explosion to hide their mismanagement. Nothing else. There is enough food. Rather, in India, the system was, I think in even here also, like, you know, if we go back 50 years, people used to work in fields during, like, you know, 4 hours, morning, you know, couple of hours in evening. And then the crops used to come. There used to be enough crop that they could, you know, not only have for themselves for years, but they could exchange it, barter system for other services. And the whole society was peaceful. There was no issue of GDP. There was no issue of, you know, inflation, nothing. But they have just created this. There is a war in Russia and Ukraine. And, you know, people all over the world, they are suffering. The, you know, California gas price is $6. How these are correlated? Yeah, because all this mismanagement, you have made a system such a complex that to drive my car from here to my work, I need to go and get oil from Saudi Arabia. So naturally, if something is happening in that part of the world, I am going to get affected. And then we say, oh, you know, there is inflation, we need to work hard and we need to do this and that. So all mismanagement. And Prabhupada, you know, he quotes, you know, there are so many times he quotes Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, this golden statement. He said, if there is any scarcity in this world, it is the scarcity of God consciousness. Golden statement. Otherwise, by the grace of Lord, there is no scarcity of anything. So sometimes, even as a practitioner devotees, we need to keep this reminding ourselves that we don't get, especially those who are, you know, working grihasthas outside, we don't get carried away by this so-called maintenance propaganda that, okay, you need to work hard, so that you can maintain yourself and your family and your kids. No. Krishna is actual maintenance. So to summarize, Vidura is asking Maitreya about Purushavataras. Reason being, he want to emphasize Krishna's merciful nature and Krishna's unlimited patience to deliver the fallen souls. And how, for these fallen souls, he has created whole this, you know, material creation. Second point, Prabhupada mentioned, we talked about, is about maintenance. We saw examples from life of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Jayadeva Goswami, and, you know, Gangadas Pandit, that how Krishna maintains everybody, but for devotees, there is a special guarantee. He says, I'll come myself. And third thing we saw is about how there are enough resources in this world. What is problem is mismanagement of the different governments, because of which people are seeing this scarcity. There's one more point, actually, you know, as hearing Prabhupada's, you know, lecture transcript, he mentioned is that somebody may say, but that, oh, we see that some areas there is no food, but some areas there is, you know, a lot of food. Why this? Again, Prabhupada mentions that, you know, mother, she takes care of all the kids, but if some kid is sick, then she may not give that kid, say, fried food stuff if he has fever, because that's not good for him. So if you see there is some scarcity someplace, the another aspect to look at is that Krishna is doing the needful so that they come to proper, they reform their themselves, actually. So, and then we saw the last Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's golden statement that if there is any scarcity in this world, it is the scarcity of God consciousness. And we are fortunately connected to Srila Prabhupada, who has done this massive setup of ISKCON, BBT, Food for Life, to remove this scarcity of God consciousness. So let's pray that we do our part and try our best to remove this scarcity of God consciousness. So with this, we'd like to stop. Any questions? Yes, 1 minute.
Thank you, Prabhu. Very simple the way Prabhupada puts in there when he says that the only thing lacking is Krishna conscious. So what will be my question to you, according to the purport and the, all the descriptions that you gave, what will be the practical application of when you become Krishna conscious? We're living, don't forget that we're living in a very materialistic society. We go out there, we distribute books, we preach to them, and they might read it, they might not. And then they, if they read it, they still go back to the same thing. So us, as devotees here, what will be the practical application to Krishna conscious person to make the other people influence to actually get to the standard and to that understanding of, you know, like, so they can be able to practice that.
So there are two things. First is, unless we have something, we cannot give it to others. So first thing is that by taking shelter of, you know, Prabhupada books, Acharya's instructions, you know, Utsahat, Nishchayat, Dharyat, Tattattara, Karma Pravartanat, Sangatyagat, Sato Urte, Shadvir Bhakti, Prasidati. So by doing these three things, that enthusiastically practicing, being determined in practicing, you know, path of devotional service, then being patient, you know, all these, like, you know, six things that increase our devotional service, we should do that in association of devotees. So that will make us Krishna conscious. Second thing, once we have that, we give others. And then, you know, Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Pravartan, you know, this, I think it was Keshav Maharaj who glorified Prabhupada that way. So the amount of faith and conviction which we have, to that extent, we would be able to convince the others. So to answer your question, how can we make others Krishna conscious? First thing, we ourselves become Krishna conscious, and then we go out, and then to the degree we are Krishna conscious, we'll be able to make others also Krishna conscious. And then, if sometimes, you know, it's natural that, you know, we also may feel some lack of enthusiasm and other things, and that's why we have association of devotees. In that association, we again get recharged, we go out, distribute that charge, again come back, get charged. And then this way, and then, yeah, sometimes Krishna may give result, may not give result. Our thing is to show our endeavors. Ultimately, Paramatma is in everybody's heart, and he will, like, you know, inspire them to take at a right moment, you know, and Krishna consciousness. And then another aspect to that is that, like, you know, we are sowing seeds, so one may not be outside person, he may not come to temple immediately, but, you know, you have given them prasad, you have given them book. So if not in this life, next, surely, you know, he would, you know, come to Krishna consciousness. We have started his devotional service. And those who are coming, we don't have to be even proud, because there must have been n number of devotees who had worked on him, maybe in this life or past life. And now, this is like final, you know, final, you know, hammer. And that wall is broken, and now he's in devotional service. So, does that answer your question? Thank you. Yes, Prabhu.
Prabhu, you mentioned in your class several times about how Krishna is maintaining all living entities, and he especially looking after his devotees. But so as devotees, we're not just supposed to be sitting around and, you know, living very comfortably while Krishna maintains us. We're supposed to be performing tapasya to make advancement, despite the fact that, you know, of course, Krishna's maintaining us. So sometimes we see that devotees perform tapasya, but they perform so much tapasya that they it seems to be counterproductive. You know, they bite off more than they can chew, so to speak, and they wind up, as you know, swinging. It's like a pendulum. You know, they're really performing a lot of tapasya, voluntarily accepting a lot of inconvenience and stress to serve Krishna, and they do that for a while, and then it just kind of like, they come to a point where they just go, no, they can't do it, and they just go to the other extreme, and it seems to not really. So how do you know? How does a devotee know when, how much tapasya to perform? I mean, we don't want to be like just in the comfort zone, so to speak, just, but at the same time, maybe with the exception of great devotees like Prabhupada and Raghunath Das Goswami and, you know, some really highly elevated devotees, for the rank and file, it seems that if you you know, take on too much austerity, too much tapasya, it backfires.
Yeah.
So how does a devotee, a new devotee, know how to regulate, you know, figure out how much to do?
Yeah. So two practical things. First, take guidance from senior devotees. And second, understand that Krishna also says, Yukta Hara Viharasya, Yukta Cheshtasya Karmasu, Yukta Sapna Vabodasya, Yogo Bhavati Dukkha. Krishna also says that, yes, you should have a regulated eating, sleeping, mating, defending. And we see that actually even like, you know, there was one demon, you know, he was performing such austerities. Krishna says that, you know, he feels bad seeing them, you know, torturing themselves. Krishna doesn't like us to torture. So these two practical aspects. First, take guidance from seniors. And second, understand that even Krishna wants us to be regulated. Krishna is not extremist, you know. So those two things. And that's why actually there is this importance of having spiritual master, living spiritual master. And this is one of the flaw in that, you know, so-called Rutvik system, you know. So, yes, bro. Yeah, any additional point?
Two things. One is sthane sthita, stay in your position. This is the verse that Lord Brahma quoted and Lord Chaitanya accepted. You don't have to, when you come to Krishna consciousness, stop doing what you're doing out there. And even our acharyas show that, you know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, a magistrate. So it's not that if when you become Krishna conscious, you have to stop what you're doing and move into the ashram. And no, that's not our path. And it wouldn't work in Kali Yuga anyway. If you're a bus driver, continue driving the bus, chant 16 rounds every day, offer your food before you eat it. Whatever you're doing, you add this process of bhakti to it and your heart will change, which is the ultimate goal of the chanting. And as far as Brigu's question here, Aradito yadiyari tapasata takim. Naradito yadiyari tapasata takim. The goal is to worship Krishna. So if you're worshiping Krishna, then you don't have to perform any external austerities. Some devotees may be directed in that way, like Kolavit Sridhar and Raghunath Das. But for the mass of devotees, you don't have to jump through any hoops to be austere. You can't give up anything anyway because it doesn't belong to you. It's not that I'm going to make a show. Oh, I have a car, but now that I'm a devotee, I'm going to give up my car. No, use the car to go in Harinam. Use the car to go and distribute books. That's the example that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta showed. He said, the sannyasis can dress nicely, they can ride in cars, but only for Krishna conscious purposes. He said, the car should never be used just to go to the market for something you want. But the car can be used to go out on preaching. So that's our mood. That's the mood that our acharyas have set. Not that we have to make an external show of dressing niggardly and, you know, looking down. No. Dress nicely. Put on nice pants and shirt and go out and distribute books. Live in a nice apartment. But, again, follow the process and give that process to others because they can do the same. Just like you're living in an apartment in Watsika and practicing Krishna consciousness, somebody can live in an apartment in El Segundo and practice Krishna consciousness or Beverly Hills in practice. It's not that if I join and I'm in Beverly Hills, I have to give up my Beverly Hills house and move into the... No! Sometimes we make that mistake. We try to push people and that's when they get frustrated. Because everybody has a different nature. Prabhupada gave that example of somebody who joined Gandhi's movement. He was a rich man, but he made the show of being austere. Within 6 months, he was dead. Better stay alive and chant Hare Krishna. You don't have to make an external show of being austere. That's not our process.
Yeah, thank you, bro. Thank you. Yes, last one. Question? Yeah. Is question, bro?
No, it's a comment.
Okay.
But
then, yeah, maybe, yeah. No? We'll okay. We'll discuss in person comment, okay? Thank you so much. Okay. Dantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki chai. Srila Prabhupada ki chai.